Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. This morning at Ying Hong Horn National Assembly House, the Party Central Secretariat organized a national conference on breakthroughs in scientific and technological development, innovation, and national digital transformation. The conference was held in person and online at Provincial Party Committee, City Party Committees, and Party Committees Directory under the Central Committee, Central Departments, Ministries, Branches, and Non-Business Units locations at the Provincial District and Commune levels. The conference aimed to assess the implementation of the resolutions of the Party Central Secretary, the Politburo, and the Secretary on Scientific and Technological Development, Tertiary Crops, and implement Resolution No. 57, dated December 22, 2024, of the Politburo on breakthroughs in scientific and technological development, innovation, and national digital transformation, creating a breakthrough change in awareness and implementation organization contributing to the country's prosperous development. Yesterday afternoon in Hanoi, the Central Steering Committee for Removal of Temporary and Dilapidated Houses convened the second national online conference. Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính, also head of the Steering Committee, chaired the conference. At the conference, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính highly appreciated the results that ministry centers and localities have actively joined hands to implement this program, which has promoted the spirit of great national unity. At the same time, the Prime Minister directed ministry centers and localities to consider this as a common task of the whole political system and need to promote the strength of the people. Regarding the removal of temporary and dilapidated houses in Canton City, Chairman of the City People's Committee Trần Việt Trường has just signed an email to report number 01BCBCD on the results of the removal of temporary and dilapidated houses. According to this report, Canton City has built and repaired 665 houses with a total cost of nearly 39 billion Việt Nam đồng. After reviewing, the city currently has 113 poor households, 311 near poor households that can't afford the construction of houses. The task in 2025 is to continue to review the housing support needs of poor near poor households to provide timely support, striving by the end of September 2025, the city will basically complete the removal of temporary and dilapidated houses in order to promptly make achievements to welcome the 15th Congress of the Party Committee of Canton City 2025-2030 term in the lead up to the 14th National Party Congress. The Giyin Heading Festival at Bình Thủy Communal House has just been opened on the morning of January 13th or the 14th of Lunar December. This year's Giyin Heading Festival at Bình Thủy Communal House takes place in 2 days, January 13th and 14th or the 14th and 15th of Lunar December. On this occasion, there are also activities such as the music festival, sports tournaments to make the festival atmosphere more lively and joyful. Canton Tết Act Flower Street 2025 with the theme Convergence and Development is expected to open on January 27th and operate until the end of February 3rd or the 28th of Lunar December to the end of the 6th day of Tết at Võ Văn Tần, Nguyễn Thái Học Street. The implementation budget is more than 5 billion Việt Nam đồng from sponsorship mobilization. The Flower Street includes the main gate area designed with a stylized circular arch image between the upper model with the logo of Canton City and the words Canton Flower Street 2025, around which are decorated with brilliant apricot and peach flowers. Yesterday morning at Kantar City Labour Union, the City Student Support Centre, in collaboration with the Labour Culture House, organised the programme Pink Spring Festival 2025 to donate blood to support hospitals during the Lunar New Year 2025. At the end, the programme received 262 units of blood. These are very necessary blood units to store in blood banks to provide emergency hospitals with cases that need blood for treatment during Tết, a time when it is difficult to mobilize blood resources. Sources from the Civil Aviation Authority of Vietnam said to solve the travel needs of people on the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025, airlines have added 522 flights, equivalent to about 133,000 seats. These routes mainly fly from Ho Chi Minh City to Central Provinces in the period from January 22nd to February 8th, such as Ho Chi Minh Buôn Ma Thuột, with additional 26 flights, Ho Chi Minh Quy Nhơn, additional 37 flights, Ho Chi Minh Thanh Hóa, additional 32 flights, Ho Chi Minh Chu Lai, 34 more flights. Regarding ticket prices, a survey by the Civil Aviation Authority shows that on January 22nd or December 23rd of lunar calendar, flights from Ho Chi Minh City to Vinh Hải Phòng Thanh Hóa Hà Nội are being listed by airlines with a price of about 2.9 million Vietnam Đồng for basic economy class. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.